What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in today. This is episode number 525 here on the show. And today I want to talk about how I define impact, the word impact, in my business. And I wanted to elaborate on this topic today because I think the word impact gets thrown around a lot without a whole lot of context or what it actually means to people, right? And now before I get into my definition and how I look at what impact means to my business, if impact is important to you in your business, and I'm assuming that it is, right? Because otherwise you really wouldn't be listening to this podcast here. But if impact is really important to you and you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're a bit more advanced in your business, you're already doing well, you're already doing at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you want to have a bigger impact, you want to have more profit, you want to work fewer hours, you want to do, you want to scale the business, because you're doing all the things right now, you're likely overwhelmed, and you're not really sure what next step to be doing. And you want to be doing all this without all the hustle, with less hustle, without the toxic hustle culture, right? Then if that's you, if you want my help and my team's help in helping take your online business to the next level so that you can have bigger impact, more profit without all the hustle, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. It's application only. So if you want to learn more and apply, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. So again, I want to elaborate on this topic of impact today because, again, I think it gets thrown around a lot without really a whole lot of context or meaning behind it. And this is something I've been thinking a lot about in my business, especially here in 2021. And look, I've been guilty of it myself for a long time, meaning I use the word impact, but with no real context or no real clarity in explaining, not only frankly to myself and my team, but also to all of you, what that actually means, right? And so as part of the values work that my team and I are doing and working on to align with what's actually important to me and our business, and to try and do different from what can sometimes be, I mean, unfortunately, a toxic space online sometimes, right? I wanted to talk about what this really, really important word means to me. And so first and foremost, I view impact through the lens of helping somebody or a group of people. impact for me is about affecting change in a way that aligns with my values and my beliefs. It means not being afraid to go against the status quo, if you will, in order to make an impact, even when that status quo is something that you really don't think is right. And that's really where it gets hard. And frankly, I've been in that position as I redefine what we're all about here in my business here in 2021 and the latter part of 2020. And by the way, you might hear it in my voice right now. I've had no voice all week, and I think it's just allergies. It's super dry. I feel great, feel fine, but my voice is super raspy. So thanks for bearing with me here on the voice. The other part of impact that, you know, was, it might sound obvious to you, but it wasn't for me, frankly, is it needs to have a why. It needs to be able to be measured in terms of results. Why do you, what's the why of the impact that you want to have? And then how do you actually measure the impact that you're having? How do you actually know whether you're having an impact? And so that's sort of like the overarching definition of how I look at impact. And then from there, I like to break it down into kind of individual impact and then also sort of impact at scale. So let me break down what I mean by that. So number one, individual impact. What is important to me when it comes to having an impact on a person, when I have the opportunity to affect change in some way for someone, that's how I look at impact. And again, I want it to be measurable. So can we measure the impact that I'm having on somebody? And this could be literally as simple as a smile to somebody that just brightens up their day, or maybe it's a conversation that changes their day, right? To me, impact is about wanting to genuinely help somebody. That could mean sharing my platform, this podcast, my email list, my social media, my students, what have you, with others whose voices, stories, and their expertise are often underrepresented. That is an example of what impact means to me, and also how I could have an impact on somebody. It could be coaching someone, helping them create their own impact in the world while they're creating financial freedom for themselves and their family. Right? Then not only am I able to have an indirect impact on their audience and students, which I call the ripple effect, which I've talked a lot about, but I've also helped them be an example for their children. And I talked about that here on the show before, why this is so, so important and a big why for why I do what I do. I want to be the example to my daughter, Maya, who is now 2.5 at the time recording this. I want to be an example that you can have a big impact, create money in the process, and you can do it all without the hustle, toxic hustle culture, less hustle, right? Because for one thing, I can share a million examples with you of people who are hustling and their business is not successful. And they are hurting themselves both physically and emotionally in the process, which is not healthy, right? And so by having the opportunity to have an impact on one of my students to help them be that example for their kids, for example, that is an amazing opportunity that I get to have for impact. Another example of where impact shows up for me in my business is that I'm now choosing to support businesses and online tools, for example, that might not have even entered into my decision-making in the past because they're not as well-known. They're not as mainstream, for example. I love doing different and supporting businesses and tools that, you know, maybe not, maybe they weren't even in on my radar in the past. And I'm talking in the past, meaning like not so long, like a year and a half ago, for example. Okay. So that's another example where I get to have an impact on that business or that person or that tool or whatever it is by my using it, by my talking about it, by recommending it to you here on the show or to my students, what have you. And then finally, when it comes to on the individual side, I also view impact as the opportunity to show somebody what's possible, whether it's you listening right now to this show or one of my students, for example. I want to show that success, however you define success, because success looks like something different for everybody, that it's 100% possible to achieve that while staying true to your values and to what's right. Because it's very easy to go along with and align yourself with things or people or what have you that maybe you don't necessarily agree with and who don't align with your true values, but yet that's easy because that can help you be successful, right? And so I get to be an example of how that is possible to have success in your business within your specific values and what you feel is right. Okay. I also want to, by modeling, that it's about building our business around our life, not the other way around.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit, it's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
That is a huge opportunity for me to have an impact, because when I'm doing that and when you realize that, look, this isn't like your life gets the remnants, if you will, your remaining time and energy after working on your business. No, that's not what this is about, right? We are building our life first and then our business. Because when you do that, your health is going to be better, your relationships, you know, time with your kids, your all that stuff, if you have kids, all that stuff is going to be so much healthier and so much better for you, which in turn is going to help your business. But life first, business second. Now let's talk about how I look at scalable impact. Okay, so moving beyond the individual opportunity to have an impact, but now let's talk about having an impact on, at scale. And this is basically just, you know, the ability to accomplish and do everything that I've just talked about at the individual level, but now you're doing it at scale. And so the first thing that I think about and that I want to encourage you to think about is, what is that goal? What is your impact goal at scale? What is my impact goal at scale? So just as a simple example, this podcast here, I could look at, okay, what kind of impact do I want to have on all of you? And then I could measure that by the number of downloads that, you know, the podcast gets. By the way, I mentioned in my last episode, we recently celebrated 7 million downloads of this podcast, which blows my mind. Blows my mind. And we did that in 5.5 years. That is just amazing in my head. I'm really truly still wrapping my head around it. I didn't make much, you know, too much of a big deal about it, which I probably should have, but that is just amazing. So thank you for tuning in each and every week, 2 episodes a week. I super, super appreciate you. And I'm just getting started, my friend. I feel like this first 7 million episodes is like an internship for me. And now we're ready to go. So thank you. But anyway, I bring that up because that is one way that I could measure the impact that I'm having, like the people that I'm reaching with what I'm trying to teach you. Okay. The second thing is that I want you to think about and that I think about is, when it comes to scalable impact, what kind of value can I or can you create in order to meet or exceed your impact goals or my impact goals, right? So I just mentioned, like, for just as an example, this could be really anything you're doing in your business. Like I just mentioned the podcast, maybe it's a YouTube channel, maybe it's your, you know, your authentic social media, maybe it's your email list that you're building and you're, you know, you're speaking to thousands of people every single week. Maybe it's the courses that you create so that you can have a scalable impact by creating an amazing program where you offer a ton of value or resources in your business, and they get, you know, those things get to help a whole bunch of people all at the same time. So you're having an impact through that. Maybe it's your membership program, maybe it's coaching programs at scale or something like that, right? That's 7 different ideas where looking at what kind of value can you create or can I create in order to meet or exceed these impact goals that we want to have at scale, right? And I often think about, in this whole conversation or thought that goes in my, these thoughts that go on in my head about impact is, do I have to forego income revenue in my business in order to truly have a deep impact on people? Because some people think like, well, I want to create courses and there's no access to anybody, like to either the course creator or anybody on their team or what have you, right? Maybe there's a Facebook group. And are you creating impact? Probably. Could you create a deeper impact where either you or somebody in your team is working more closely with people? Probably be able to create a deeper impact. Again, whatever you want to measure as impact. But the question inevitably comes up, and this is something that I've thought a lot about. Do I have to forego income, forego money, forego revenue, whatever, however you want to put it, coming into the business in order to truly have a deep impact on people, both individual and at scale, right? And if I'm being honest, up until about 2 years ago in my business, I'm recording this in the middle of, or three quarters of the way through 2021 here, I did think that I had to choose one or the other, meaning level of impact or revenue, because I felt like, all right, if I want to have a deep impact, that means I can only help a certain amount of people because I'm only one person. I only have so much energy and time, right? So my revenue is going to go down. Well, here's the thing though. I've come to realize that what's most important to me is impact over revenue. I want to be having as big and a deep an impact for people, both on an individual level and at scale, meaning numbers of people, over, that's more important to me over the income. Now, I'm not saying this as like some sort of martyr or anything like that. Like, yeah, revenue needs to be coming in, because if we don't have revenue coming in and we're making enough money to live the kind of lifestyle that we want, support our business, et cetera, then we don't have a business. We can't have any impact from a business standpoint. So I'm not saying that, okay? But what I have realized, again, what's most important to me is at this point in my business, and granted, we're coming up on 8 years in January of 2022, so like a little over seven and a half years, I've come to realize that, you know, that impact, it's about impact over revenue. And what this means is, again, rather than just trying to make as much money as you can, I focus on operating from a set of values, actually truly helping people get what they want. Okay. Now, here's the cool irony about all this. When you do that, when you focus on impact rather than the money follows. When you are creating amazing value in your business so that you can have deep impact on the people that you want to be helping, however you measure, however you define yourself, what impact means to you, and however you're going to measure that, when you focus on impact first, the money will follow. Money takes care of itself. It took me a long time to learn that, right? Because that wasn't the case for me in the first several years of the business. I was all about money. Like, I just want to make as much money as possible. I left the corporate world, not that I remember the day of the week or the date or anything, but September 30th, 2012. It was a Friday. And the reason I did that was because I wanted to be an online entrepreneur. I'm using air quotes right now because I have no idea. I had no idea what that actually meant, but I wanted to call my own shots. I wanted to work on the things that I wanted to work at. I wanted to work the hours that I wanted to work. And I wanted to make a whole lot of money in the process. That was why I made that jump. And for the first several years, I was all about it, right? We hit seven figures in 4 years. That was amazing. And I'm truly grateful for that. But as I've talked about on other podcasts, and I'll talk more about coming up, that really hurt me both physically and emotionally, that whole process of hustle, 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 right? And so my point here is that when you focus on impact over income, the money is going to follow, right? Now, I'm not telling you, this is like, here's the earnings disclaimer. I'm not promising anything financially or anything like that. I'm sharing my experience, and I've seen it from my students as well, that when you focus on that and take the pressure off of yourself of, I got to make this much money, I got to make this much money, and focus, I want to help people in this way so that, and answer so that, and here's how I'm going to measure it, everything else takes care of itself. I've seen that time and time again, and also for myself. And so, you know, and look, I have countless examples of, I'm very, very grateful for this, right? Like, this is what I do, what I do. I have countless examples of past and current students, as well as you listeners of the show here, who share with me the kind of impact that I've been able to have on them or on you. And it truly, it means the world to me when I hear how I've helped people, like, you know, for example, leave their corporate job and go full time in their online business. Or I have a very amazing story that sticks out in my head all the time, where I found out from one of my students, who they're friends of mine now, through one of my very early courses on Facebook ads, literally what they learned from that course, you know, they snowball that obviously in their business, but it allowed them to buy their dream home for their family. They have a big family, I think like 7 people, which is just amazing. And I also have countless examples of, like, I've helped people retire their spouse or improve their relationship with their partner or their kids. Yes, coaching with me does include, we get on the personal level because, again, we're building our business around our life, not the other way around. And I really am truly honored to be able to have that kind of impact on people day in and day out on my terms, right? And within the values that are most important to me and to my family, Amy and Maya. And so if impact is important to you, and again, I'm assuming since you're listening to my podcast, if impact is important to you and your business is not set up in such a way to have both impact and make whatever amount of money is important to you. Like, again, this is about your definition of success, because you can have both. You can have impact and also make money along the way. Again, this is, I'm not promising any specific earnings or what have you. If your business is not set up, right, in such a way that you can have impact while making money in the process, I want to encourage you to rethink how you've set up your business or how you're setting up your business, because it's absolutely possible to have both. And so hopefully this kind of gives you an idea of what impact means to me and how I define impact in my business. And one more thing too, like, I'm just talking about business. You can 100% have impact in your personal life, right? And whatever that impact is that you want to have, that is obviously 100% possible. It's just a decision by you. What does impact mean to you and how do you want to measure it, right? And so I'm just sharing with you what, how I define impact and what my business is all about and really what's making me have the most fun in my business that I've ever had in 7.5 years. It is more successful now. My profit margin is the highest it's ever been in 7.5 years. I am working the least amount of hours in my business that I ever have. And the business is as healthy as, frankly, it has ever been. And my students just continue to get amazing results. And I love working with them. And so with that, if you would like my and my team's help in shaping your business for greater impact while increasing your profit without all of the, without all the hustle, without all the toxic hustle culture, right, that's so often talked about as a badge of honor. If you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're currently averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in your business, and again, you want to have bigger impact, you want to increase your profit, you want to, while you know, less hustle, and you're very likely overwhelmed, you're likely doing all the things in your business, probably time to start hiring a team, straighten out your marketing and your sales and your systems and processes. That's what we do in my Accelerator Coaching Program. It's one-on-one coaching with me and our coaches. It is group coaching and an amazing mastermind of other just awesome online course creators and coaches. So If this sounds like it's something that you're interested in, I want to encourage you to apply. It's application only. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, as always, thank you so much for tuning in today. I super appreciate you. Be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.